This is Dr. Masood Chha, I'm dictating. Patient's name is David Venner, W-E-N-N-E-R, David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of... date of birth is... date of birth is 8/24/1958. Date of service is 9/23/2024. Mr. Venner is a very pleasant 66-year-old male with history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hypertension, history of CVA, history of degenerative joint disease. Was recently admitted after he had a femur fracture. Was discharged from the rehab recently. After he was had a severe sepsis complicated by urinary tract infection and altered mental status. Patient was, as mentioned, discharged, was presented to the emergency room again with concern for complicated urinary tract infection. Patient had a urinary catheter which was removed. Patient was treated for UTI. His blood sugars were elevated. He was otherwise doing well. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehab for rehabilitation. At the present time, he says that he's feeling well. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medication, see chart. / previous history and physical. Physical examination, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no reaction of easing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression number one, urinary tract infection, next. History of falls, next history of CVA, next diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next history of metabolic encephalopathy. Treatment plan. Also, history of femur fractures, status post-surgery, history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll continue on his current medications from the hospital. We'll monitor his blood sugars and encourage to do physical therapy. Physical and occupational therapy would be consulted. I've also advised him to monitor his blood sugars, try to follow a diabetic diet. Continue other medications, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.